The views and discussion expressed on this program do not necessarily represent those of the hosts of the program. WMKV, Maple Knoll Communities, WLHS, the Lakota Local School District, or staff and management. The information and advice presented are educational in nature and not intended to be taken as specific legal, accounting, or other professional advice. Always consult with your own legal, accounting, or other professional before making any investment. Welcome to Real Life Real Estate Investing, a show to help you gain financial freedom by investing in real estate. Brought to you by the Real Estate Investors Association of Cincinnati and the Ohio Real Estate Investors Association. You're listening to Real Life Real Estate Investing on WMKV, WLHS, and the Maple Knoll Radio Network.
Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Wednesday. This is Tiffany, your co-host, right on Real Live Real Estate Investing. And today we're diving into why 2026 is shaping up to be one of the most interesting note investing years we've seen in a decade. And I'm here in studio with the wonderful guest. It is none other than Donna Bauer herself, the original note buyer. I'm super excited. I hope you can tell by my voice. Before we jump in, a few things. I'd like to remind you guys, this is a live show, so I'm counting on your participation. Yes, we have a text line. That number is 513-432-4961. And of course, you can call in. That number is 1-877-772-9658. And for you lingerers out there that are still at work, there is a email address, vinaradio@gmail.com. So I'm going to get to it in just a few minutes, but a couple of announcements for our Cincinnati area investors. So this coming Thursday, or I should say next Thursday, May the 7th, let me get my calendar right in my head. Cincinnati Real Estate Investors Association of Greater Cincinnati is hosting their Tri-State Real Estate Investor Expo. Dozens of investor-friendly vendors will be there along with local investors. And guess what, guys? It's free, $99. You can grab your ticket at Cincinnati REIA. That's Cincinnati REIA.com. And for those of you who are vendors in our tri-state area, if you've got a business that serves investors, wholesalers, rehabbers, small business, head out to Cincinnati REIA and click the vendor tab and you'll be able to grab a spot before they're gone. I'm going to be there and I'm hoping to see you guys there. So my special guest, Donna Bauer, the original note investor. Hi, Donna. How are you? She's in studio with me. I'm so geeked. How you doing
Hello,
today?
Hello, Tiffany. It's good to be here.
It's good to see you. I was going to do this big introduction. I feel like everybody knows Donna already. So should I see all these great things about your decades of experience and how you've coached people with simple and very complex concepts? Or should we just get right to it? What do you think?
I'm in whatever you want to do.
Look, guys, this is Donna Bauer, the original note buyer, and she, her reputation does precede her. And we're going to talk today about what's going on in the market. And so let's jump in, Donna. So I'm going to start with a couple of questions. And then, of course, guys, you can call us in and we're just going to have some fun with this conversation today. So what I'd like to ask right now is, what are you seeing now in the note market that tells you that 2026 may be different from years in the past?
Well, without a doubt, it's going to be different. And I will say, if you don't know notes, you better learn them quick, because I think in 2026, we are going to see a lot more creative deals. With the higher interest rates and tighter lending, if people want to sell their houses, the best way to get that done quickly at a nice price is with seller financing. So that's going to create a lot more seller financing and a lot more opportunity to structure deals to help people get their properties sold.
That totally makes sense. So guys, we're setting up the market for you so you know what's going to happen here over the next year or so. So I'm hearing seller financing is a big thing. And a lot of investors, Donna, are hearing slowing sales and possible recession, and we assume trouble. So why might note investors hear opportunity instead?
Well, just like I said before, because things have slowed down, it's not like it was a couple years ago when you know, the market was flooded with opportunities to buy. And so with that in mind, when I will tell you this, that every time that the market has been rough, those are the times when I have made the most money. And I've been doing this for over three decades.
Yeah. I understand. And I was on a panel with Donna, you guys, and we were trying to duke it out over whose strategy was the best. And then every time she said that, and then she was like, and then those tenants and toilets, and she bought the thing back there. And that was, I was like, I might need to think about what's going on with this note. So,
but there is something else, Tiffany,
okay,
if I could add.
Sure.
So when you invest in notes, it really doesn't matter what the market does.
Okay.
If you have bought a note, the market could go up and the market could go down. But the thing is that if you properly evaluate the note, you will have plenty of equity to cover it. And you build in your profit. When you buy a discounted note, you're building your profit in up front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're not depending on the market to appreciate in order to make money. So it's a completely different frame of mind, a different mindset that you use when you're investing in notes.
Okay, so then right now we're talking about alleviating some of the risk, and but the market is shifting. So is there a special kind of note that you buy in a changing market, or does it really not matter? It's just the evaluation of it. I want to be clear.
It's not that it's a special kind. I would say this, in a market like this, if I were buying right now, I would be extra careful to buy at a good loan to value. I want to make sure that there's plenty of equity in the property. And I don't mean, oh, they gave me $20,000 off because I put in a new kitchen. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. I'm talking about hard equity where they put cash down, or they've been making payments on the note for a period of time, and they've paid the note down and built up equity that way. Now, when you buy a note, if you use my process to evaluate notes, then your note should be safe for any market. Because most people will use an 80% loan to value. What does that mean? It means that if the property's worth $100,000, they don't want to have a note that's more than $80,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that means if they get the property back, the market, the price of that property could drop by $20,000. And if they had to foreclose and get the property back, they're still covered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But in a market like today, I might want to go down to 75% loan to value just to add a little extra equity in there to make my note safer when I buy it.
And that totally makes sense to me. So my brain is thinking bank type, non-performing versus performing notes. I heard you say earlier about more equity. Does it matter if they've paid down and then they get in a little bit of financial trouble if it's a performing note or a non-performing note, or do you just prefer one over the other?
Well, I have done both. I have done my share of both. And I personally prefer the performing notes. And the reason is I do not like the headaches of owning a non-performing note. Now, if I have a performing note and a person has a hiccup, they've lost their job, they're changing a job or whatever, then absolutely I am going to step in and work with them and help them to save their house and me to save my deal.
Of course.
Okay. So that is a given. Now, on a non-performing note, I'm buying that at a steep discount. And so I have plenty of room. I should have, if I bought it correctly,
right.
I should have plenty of room to work with that seller or the borrower if they run into trouble.
Mm-hmm, if there's a hiccup of some sort. So in that particular case, then the LTV might even be less than the 75% if you buy
it
severely.
Oh, if I'm buying a non-performing note, it might be 40 cents.
40?
On the dollar.
I
thought you were talking about price I paid. If you are buying a non-performing note, it can be over-financed.
Okay.
You could have a $200,000 note, non-performing note secured by a $100,000 property, but if you buy that note for $40,000, $50,000, whatever, it doesn't matter because you have created the equity by paying less for it.
Wow. Did you catch that, guys? There was a gem right there, and we haven't even got to the good part. I hope you wrote that down. Donna Bauer is in the studio with me, and she's dropping diamonds today already, guys. So I'm trying to tell you what's going on. So let's just ask a question that I'm probably sure that everybody has angst about, and it's about common mistakes that happen. So what mistakes do newer note buyers make when the market gets uncertain?
I think that they get excited. They fall in love with deals that aren't deals. They try to make deals work like they would if it was a regular market, and that doesn't work anymore. I think many of them are limited, that they have the same few strategies that they use. And in a market like this, you need to have a whole toolbox full of various strategies that you can apply depending on the circumstances.
And guys, we're still talking about notes. And funny, and Donna's saying that there's more than one way to skin a cat here. And I'm sure that I think, Donna, you're going to be speaking to us, I think, all day in a symposium. Isn't that May 9th that's coming up? And you're going to teach note buyer thrival. I think we made a word up right there. But you're going to be talking about all these different strategies, because the next question that I was going to ask you leads in to what you were talking about with that creative note buying type thing. And it people have money sitting in places. Me, 401k, maybe, you know, I'm a Uber saver because my grandparents taught me that way. And so maybe I've got this money hidden over here or sitting over here, and I don't know what the heck to do with it. So do I decide to buy rentals or buy notes or create notes maybe?
Exactly. You can do any of it. And that's the beauty of using notes. There's so many different avenues that you can take. Actually buy a note and hold it if you have cash, okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't have cash, you could flip a note and make money with it, okay? If you don't have a note, then you could find somebody that has they're having trouble selling their house, and you come up with a solution. And believe me, there's all kinds of different creative things you can do with notes. And you create... you're basically a deal architect.
Okay,
you are
going to create a deal
that fits their solution, okay? You know, that is a solution for them. And so by doing that, but there is something I need to caution about. You cannot go around and advertise yourself as someone to help people sell their house.
Yeah.
Unless you're an attorney or a realtor.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
But if you structure the deal where you are the principal in the transaction. For example, will you sell me your house, and I'll carry back, and you carry back a note, okay? And so I owe you money.
Yes.
Okay? Excuse me, I said that the opposite way.
But
I said the opposite way.
We're pointing to each other. We're in studio doing this, guys, but it's okay. I'm picking up what you're saying. Go ahead.
But I can sell the note to another investor, okay? If I sell a note to another investor, I was the principal in the beginning of the transaction, okay? And I could sell the note to another investor, and then I don't need a license to do that because I'm a principal in the transaction.
Okay, so I'm wrapping my mind around that between flipping notes and deal architect and the principal. So I don't want you guys to go away. My station host is telling me that we have to take a break, but we're going to come right back to that because I need to make sure that I'm clear. Don't touch the dial, guys. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. This is Tiffany and Donna, Real Live Real Estate Investing. And today,